At the Inspirational Living Podcast, we honor the entrepreneurial spirit. But if you've ever started a new business, you know the challenges are many. It seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. For millions of small business owners, that tool is Shopify. Did you know that 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. is powered by Shopify? That's because Shopify makes it quick and easy to build a beautiful online store to match your brand. Backed with AI tools, they also accelerate content creation, such as product descriptions, page headlines, and product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Royal Path of Life by T.L. Haynes and L.W. Yagi, published in 1882. Men and women of vision and determination, you are wanted. Turn your steps into the highway of noble aim and earnest work. There are prizes enough for every successful worker, crowns enough for every honorable head that goes through the smoke of conflict to victory. There is within you an upspringing of lofty sentiment which contributes to your elevation, and though there are obstacles to be surmounted, and difficulties to be vanquished, yet with truth for your watchword, and a drive toward noble purposes and indefatigable action, you may crown your brow with imperishable honors. Although you may never make an earth-shattering discovery, bring about a great political revolution, be the founder of a republic whose name shall be a distinguished star in the constellation of nations, even if your name may never be heard beyond the narrow limits of your own neighborhood, yet your mission is nonetheless a high and holy one. In the moral and physical world, the consecrated cause of truth and virtue calls for champions, and the field for doing good is wide unto the harvest. And if you enlist in its ranks, and your spirit faints not, you may write your name among the stars of heaven. Beautiful lives have blossomed in the darkest places, just as pure white lilies full of fragrance do on the slimy, stagnant waters. No possession is so productive of real influence as a highly cultivated intellect. Wealth, birth, and official station may and do secure to their possessors an external, superficial courtesy, but they never did, and never can, command the reverence of the heart. It is only the men and women of large and noble soul who blend a cultivated mind with an upright heart, who earn the tribute of deep and genuine respect. But why do so few people of early promise, whose hopes, purposes, and resolves were as radiant as the colors of the rainbow, fail to distinguish themselves? The answer is obvious. They are not willing to devote themselves to that toilsome culture, which is the price of great success. Whatever aptitude for particular pursuits nature may donate to her favorite children, she conducts none but the industrious and the studious to distinction. God puts the oak in the forest, and the pine on its sand and rocks, and says to us, "There are your houses. Go hew, saw, frame, build, make." God makes the trees. We must build the house. God supplies the timber. We must construct the ship. God buries iron in the heart of the earth. We must dig it and smelt it and fashion it. What is useful for the body, and still more what is useful for the mind, is to be had only by exertion. Exertion that will work us more than iron is wrought, that will shape us more than timber is shaped. Great men and women have ever been defined by their thoughts, as well as their actions. As the magnificent river, rolling in the pride of its mighty waters, owes its greatness to the hidden springs of the mountain nook, so does the wise, sweeping influence of distinguished people date its origin from hours of privacy, resolutely employed in efforts toward self-development. The invisible spring of self-culture is the source of every great achievement. So you can say goodbye to those dreams of mighty success, unless you are determined to dig after knowledge as others search for hidden gold. Remember that every person has within themselves the seminal principle of great excellence, and they may develop it by cultivation if they will only try. Perhaps you are what the world calls poor. What of that? Most of those famous names that are as household words were also the children of poverty. Captain Cook, the circumnavigator of the globe, was born in a mud hut and started in life as a cabin boy. Benjamin Franklin, the diplomat, inventor, and statesman, was but a poor printer's boy, whose highest luxury at one time was only a penny roll eaten in the streets of Philadelphia. Adam Ferguson, the profound Scottish philosopher, was the son of a half-starved weaver. There are multitudes of men and women of high distinction who knew the pressure of limited circumstances and demonstrated that even poverty is no obstacle to success. So get up then, and gird yourself for the work of self-cultivation. Set a high price on your leisure moments. They are sands of precious gold. Properly expended, they will procure for you a stock of great thoughts. Thoughts that will fill, stir, invigorate, and expand the soul. Seize also on the unparalleled aids furnished by the technology of this unequaled age. The great thoughts of great minds are now to be procured at prices affordable to all, and often free. You can therefore easily collect a library of outstanding works. But above all, learn to reflect even more than you read. Without thought, books are the sepulcher of the soul. They only confine it. Let thought and reading go hand in hand, and your intellect will rapidly increase in strength and gifts. You will rise in character, in power, and in positive influence. A great deal of talent is lost in the world for the want of a little courage. Every day sends to the grave obscure men and women who have only remained in obscurity because their timidity has prevented them from making a first effort, and who, if they could have been induced to begin, would, in all probability, have gone great lengths in their careers. The fact is that to do anything in this world worth doing, we must not stand back, shivering and thinking of the cold and the danger, but jump in and scramble through as well as we can. it will not do to be perpetually calculating tasks and adjusting nice chances. For if we wait and doubt and hesitate, consulting with friends and family, we'll find one day that we have lost so much time in consultation that we have no more time to follow their advice. We are born to dominion, but you must enter it by conquest, and continue to do battle for every inch of the ground added to your sway. Self-control and control over outward circumstances are your duty and your birthright, but self-control is the highest and noblest form of dominion. As it's been said, they that ruleth their own spirit are greater than those that taketh a city. If you intend to marry, if you think your happiness will be increased and your interests advanced by matrimony, be sure to look where you're going. Join yourself in union with no partner who is selfish, for they will sacrifice you, with no one who is fickle, for they will become estranged. Have nothing to do with the proud one, for they will ruin you. Leave the coquette and playboy to the fools who flutter around them. Look where you're going will sum it all up. There is no moral object so beautiful as a conscientious person. We watch them as we do a star in the heavens. Clouds may be before them, but we know that their light is behind them and will beam again. The blaze of another's popularity may outshine them, but we know that, though unseen, they illuminate their own true sphere. They are the ones who resist temptation, not without a struggle, for that is not virtue, but who fight it and conquer. They heed not the watchword of fashion if it leads to degradation. The atheist who says, "There is no God," controls them not, for they see the hand of a creating God and rejoice in it. The weak are sheltered by fond arms and loving counsel. Old age is protected by its experience, and industry by its strength. But the person of character stands amid the temptations of the world like a self-balanced tower. Happy are they who seek and gain the prop and shelter of virtue. Onward then, my friends. Raise your standard and nerve thyself for goodness. If God has given you intellectual power, awaken in that cause. Never let it be said that you helped to swell the tide of corruption by pouring your influence into its channels. If you are feeble in mental strength, throw not that drop into a polluted current. Awake, arise, assume that beautiful garb of virtue. Is it difficult to be honest and forgiving? Put on thy strength then. Let truth be the lady of thy love. Defend her. Let me wrap things up with a little story. A young college student came up to an aged professor of a distinguished university, and with a smiling face, informed him that his great wish had come true. He had been accepted into the law school. For some time he continued explaining how he would spare no labor or expense in perfecting his education. When he paused, the old man, who had been listening to him with great patience and kindness, gently said, "Well, and when you have finished your studies, what do you mean to do then?" "Then I shall take my degree," answered the young man. "And then?" asked the venerable old man. "And then," continued the youth, "I shall have a number of difficult cases, and shall attract notice and win a great reputation. And then? Repeated the professor. Why then, replied the student, I shall doubtless be promoted to some high office in the state. And then? And then, continued the young man, I shall live in wealth and look forward to a happy old age. And then, repeated the old man. And then, said the youth, and then I shall die. Here the professor lifted up his voice, and again asked with solemnity and emphasis, And then? Whereupon the aspiring student made no answer, and cast down his head, and in silence and thoughtfulness walked slowly away. The last "and then" had pierced his heart like a sword, had made an impression which he could not dislodge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.